Well, thanks for having me.
All right. So you've been at school now for one semester. Mm-hmm. How's that been for you so far?
Well, it was definitely a jump from being in high school. The scope and pace is different. You're with an entirely new set of people. It's giant. The campus is definitely different than being here in our little high school of, 200, and then jumping to a place that's got almost as many people as Dillingham does.
Was it overwhelming?
In some ways, yes, but I feel like I adapted pretty quickly.
Normal freshman hurdles to cross, or did you feel different from some of your peers who came from high schools of 2,000 people in Anchorage or whatever?
Yeah, there were people who were probably better suited to move to transition into this sort of lifestyle, but there were plenty of other people who were from tiny villages, classes of four, instances like that.
Were you prepared to enter college life when you got there, academically?
Academically, I feel I was prepared for most of my classes. Definitely the scope and pace is different in college. It's a lot quicker. You're given, it's less forgiving, that's for sure.
Than a Dillingham High School course?
Yes, you could say that.
Maybe an example.
Some of the classes that I've taken through the high school will slow down during the week as athletes leave, so you cover less information and you move at a slower pace so that the entire class can grasp it. Whereas in college, I found that you just move at the pace that the teacher wants, regardless of how the class is moving, you follow the syllabus.
Were you behind?
I don't feel like I was behind too badly ever. I did have to catch up a couple times where I felt like I was not quite prepared to cover some material.
In a different vein, how often do you speak with your parents?
When I was at college,
mm-hmm.
Twice a week.
Twice a week?
Twice a week.
Was that enough for them?
Well, that was how often I actually spoke to them over the phone. We texted more often. I feel like my mom would have loved it if I called her every single day, but that just doesn't really, my schedule didn't really allow for that.
Was she all right with that?
That's debatable.
Okay.
But I feel like we did fine. I kept in touch with her well enough.
Okay. What's been the neatest part of being at the University of Alaska Fairbanks for you so far?
Personally, I feel it was the independence. Moving out and being independent was one of the most drastic differences, and I really enjoyed the freedom that college sort of had. I liked my being able to make my own decisions a little bit more and out in the world, the real world.
And now you come back on your winter break and spend time with us at KDLG.
Yes, I do.
Certainly, there are better things to do than that.
Well, I kind of want to stay busy. I don't want to completely fall out of a schedule because if I get in the habit of sleeping in till 3 in the afternoon and then staying up till 3 in the evening, that would not exactly...
Well, that just sounds like a typical freshman.
Yeah, that would not be... I'm trying to avoid that where I can.
Do you have any advice for high school seniors this year who are looking forward to college next year?
I would want to tell seniors to prepare themselves ahead of time to get ready for college. I'd want them to know that it's good to get some things out of the way before you get to college because at least you'll be practiced, academically at least. Socially, I'd say just don't be too shy about things. And even if things don't feel like they're turning out right or you miss your friends or you want to go somewhere just because of your friends, just follow your gut instead.
Good advice for all of us, and we wish you luck when you return, but we're glad to have you back here at KDLG while you're here. Thanks, Connor.
Well, thank you again.